You're listening to the Reinvention Project with Jim Rome podcast. Welcome to the Reinvention Project, episode number 84. I am Jim Rome. As always, thank you so much for finding your way to this pod. I know you have millions of other choices, and once again, I'm always looking to make sure that you get a return on your time invested. So this week, I am going to go solo without a guest and share some thoughts that I've been thinking about and, more importantly, acting on. Because thoughts without actions are pretty worthless. For instance, how long are you going to actually think about that life you want? Or that business you want to start? Or that book you want to write? Or that podcast you want to host before you actually do something about it? How long before you start taking action, daily action, massive action that moves you closer to that person that you want to be and that life you want to live? So, point number one in this episode is thoughts that are not backed by consistent and massive action are just that. They're thoughts, and they're nearly worthless, even if they're positive thoughts. And if they're negative thoughts, they're toxic. But more on that later. Thoughts without action are worthless. That's point number one. Again, what I'm about to tell you is what works for me. I'm not saying it's the only way, nor am I even saying it's the right way. What I'm saying is this is what has worked for me in the past, and because I feel like this is one of the most critical times of my life and my career, and this is what I know and what I believe in, I am leaning into it more than ever before. Because the fact is, the stakes are higher now than ever before. And they're higher not just for me, but for many of you as well. So this message that I'm about to share applies to anybody listening. If you're like me and you've had a modicum of success and you're looking to reinvent or rebrand yourself or your business or both, or if you're like our son Jake, who recently graduated college and is now just beginning his career, I feel like this message and this approach is in fact universal. It works for anybody. It works for anyone if you commit to it and you apply it. Not just when you're happy, not just when you feel like it, not when you're in a good mood, but every single day, regardless of how you feel. In fact, you want a hack. You want a hack? There it is. The hack is, there is no hack. The hack is, do the work. You're welcome. Do the work no matter how you feel. Do the work even if you feel like crap. In fact, do the work because you feel like crap. Set a standard for yourself. Never deviate from that standard. The standard is the standard, and standard above feelings, and that's got to be your mindset. It never matters how you feel. Do what you know you have to do. It'll move you closer to your mission, which I'll get to in a minute. And you'll feel great because you are taking consistent action and you're moving in step and in alignment with that mission. You're winning and you're stacking those wins. Now, the flip side of that is giving into immediate self-gratification and giving oxygen and energy to things that are not in alignment with your mission, things that make you feel like crap, which leads to an extremely poor quality of life and self-image. What we're talking about here are identity moves. Do the things you know you have to do, which make you feel better and more productive, and don't do those things that make you feel like crap and don't move you any closer to your mission. You know what you should do, and you know what you shouldn't do. So do the things you know you have to do, and don't do things that waste time, infect your mind, and do not move you closer to your goal. If you consistently do the right things, and you stack wins, that is your identity. And if you consistently procrastinate and don't do the things you know you should do, that's also your identity. So what's it going to be? Because I'll tell you what, it's a choice and a commitment. You decide who and what you want to be. There are so many uncontrollables in life, but this is something that's in your control. So decide and commit. Commit to a standard. Understand that the standard is the standard, and it's standard over feelings. It just doesn't matter how you feel. Do the work anyway. I heard somebody say it the other day. Hard work is undefeated. Hard to refute that. Hard work does not guarantee success, but not working and sitting on your ass guarantees failure and misery. So the next thing I want to talk about is culture, because your personal culture or professional or both ties into the standard For instance, as part of my day job as a sports talk show host, I've spoken probably to thousands of coaches in all kinds of sports, on all kinds of levels. Every coach I've ever spoken to talks about culture. You know, the culture of their team, the culture of their program, the culture being essentially who and what they are, what they're about, what they represent. It relies on core values. For instance, if you have a truly great culture, you implement it while you're there, you're consistent with it, and then you teach it to the newest members of the team or program when they come in. They, in turn, teach it to those who come after them, and then you take it with you once you leave. That's culture. The best teams don't always have the best players, but inevitably, they have the best culture. Culture is also an identity. It's a form of discipline. So, when adversity hits, and it will, it's not a question of if, but a matter of when, it's at those times that players and the program lean into and rely on that culture that has already been established. It helps pull them through. Many head coaches or business leaders talk about culture, and seemingly it just goes in one ear and out the other. That's a mistake. That's a mistake because the coach or the leader of a company would tell you culture is virtually the most important thing, and I agree. For instance, I've got a culture for my team at work, and I have developed a personal culture for myself. Let me break down these two things. In terms of the work culture, whenever I hire somebody or I add somebody to our team, I tell them the same thing. We do things differently here, and it's not for everybody. If you're looking for an 8-to-5 and you never bring any work home with you, or you're going to put your phone on Do Not Disturb at 5:01 p.m. every single day, or take offense if I have a thought or a question, or I want your feedback on something occasionally when you're not at the office, then this is not the place for you. That's just not how I work. All in is all that works and all I know. If you can't make that commitment, this is not the right place for you. No judgment, it's just not the right place for you, and you're not a match for our culture. Our culture includes busting our ass. We have fun, but we don't grab ass. We don't waste time because we have a show to do every single day. And every single day, no matter how good or bad that show is, we have another one to do the next day. So we start over every single day. And the fact is, some can't cut it. Some are gone in a few months. But many leave here after a few years or several years, thanking me for teaching them how to really work hard, how to take pride in your craft. And that always means the world to me. That's our culture. Hard work, positive attitudes, no drama, the show comes first. Take care of the show, and the show will take care of you. It's a legacy show with a legacy culture behind it, and I am so proud of both. So that's the culture of the program, but I've taken it a step further. I've tried to develop my own personal culture, and I've got a number of things that I consider pillars of my personal culture, things that have helped me create separation. Again, my core values, the values I live by, values that guide my thoughts, my choices, and my decisions. The following are some of the most important things that I've developed to create my own personal culture, a culture that I lean into and rely upon when life is punching me in the face and kicking my ass, because it does, of course. And when it does, this is what I fall back on. This is what I've developed in order to live the life I want to live. And so I've got a little something when life does give me the hands. So let me start right here. Pillar number one of my personal culture, elite discipline. Listen, we all have to play the hand we're dealt. Comparison is a brutal game. There will always be somebody smarter, richer, better looking, more athletic, more intelligent, with more followers, and more of all the things that you think you want. You can't really control much of that. Moreover, you shouldn't even be trying to control any of that. You should be looking to control yourself and your mind, and your thoughts, and your actions. It's not you v. that person, it's you versus you. So, how do you win the battle of you versus you? You win it with elite discipline. Discipline is not genetic. You don't win the genetic lottery to be disciplined. And you're not born with it. And no, as much as I wanted to become a professional athlete, that was never going to happen. I know that. But so I've got a quick question for you. Are you looking for ultimate comfort and pain relief? Let's compare G-Defy shoes to other shoe brands that promise comfort and support and pain relief. Typical shoe brands rely on EVA soles for cushioning, but G-Defy offers so much more. G-Defy goes above and beyond with VersoShock technology, providing superior shock absorption and energy return if you suffer from foot, knee, or back pain. G-Defy's advanced technology may help provide you with the relief you deserve. I can't even believe these shoes and the difference they make for me. G-Defy shoes also offer two free supportive orthotics to help improve your body's biomechanics, resulting in proper body alignment and ultimate comfort. Yes, they do all that. So whether you're an athlete, a busy parent, or just somebody who's always on the go, G-Defy shoes offers the versatility and the comfort that your feet crave and need. Say goodbye to discomfort. G-Defy is more than EVA soles. It could be your path to unparalleled comfort and pain relief. Visit G-Defy.com today. Experience ultimate comfort and pain relief at G-Defy.com. G-D-E-F-Y.com. Use the code JIM30 for $30 off orders of $150 or more. That's code JIM30 for $30 off orders of $150 or more. G-Defy shoes. They are incredible. But I damn well could develop the discipline of a professional athlete because he or she also was not born with that. It's a muscle we can all work and develop. You can absolutely create separation with elite discipline. In fact, I would argue you can't win or accomplish anything without it. Jocko Willink wrote one of the best books I've ever read in my life on that very topic, and I've read that book several times. The book is Discipline Equals Freedom. And he preaches having, quote, unmitigated daily discipline in all things. Discipline does create separation. Discipline is one of the main pillars of my personal culture. Next pillar of my personal culture is having an elite work ethic and an enormous capacity for work. This is probably the first thing I figured out early in my life, in my career. As soon as I realized what I wanted, at the same time, I discovered, hey, wait a minute, man. I'm not the smartest person in the room. I'm not the most talented or gifted or charismatic or connected person in the room. I made a decision right then and there when I realized all that. And that decision was this would be non-negotiable. I would be the hardest working person in that room. That's what I would bring to it. And I would win the war of attrition. I might not have your gifts. I might not have your intelligence. I might not have your look or your connections, but there was no way in hell you were going to outwork me, ever. That, more than anything else, is why I'm still competing at a high level several decades into this life, because of that commitment I made early in my career. Consistent, hard, intentional, deep work. And right now, I'm still working as hard as I ever have. And I'm loving it as much as I ever have because the hard work is still bringing me opportunities. Opportunities that I know will not always be there. So I'm going to bust my ass and crush them while they are. Hard work is absolutely a pillar of my personal culture. Be the hardest worker in the room. Never, ever let anybody outgrind you. Next pillar of my personal culture. Mental toughness, now more than ever, because frankly, now there is more negativity and more hate than ever before. More miserable people whose life did not turn out the way they had hoped, so they're going to do everything they can to bring you down to their level. Don't let them. Do not get hooked by the haters. Do not let some rando on social media who doesn't even know who you are determine how you feel about yourself. But I'll tell you this much, if they're spitting hate at you, it's because they feel like crap about themselves. Ignore it or use it for fuel if you want, but do not let anybody else infect your brain, your head. Don't let anybody else get under your skin and knock you off the path. That's what they want because they probably have never bothered to get on any path of any sort in the first place. And I'm not just talking about haters when it comes to being mentally tough. Mental toughness to me means maintaining the right mindset, the right positive attitude, and continuing to fight and battle and grind no matter what obstacle you're hit with. Here's another book recommendation that I've got on that very topic. It's also one of the best books that I've ever read. It's a book that I passed down to our older son, Jake, who in turn passed it down to his younger brother, Logan. I just said mental toughness to me means continuing to fight, battle, grind, and doing so with an elite positive mindset regardless of the obstacle, right? This book is called The Obstacle is the Way, and it's written by Ryan Holiday. It's such a brilliant concept. The obstacle is the way, and you're not getting anywhere in life if you shut down the second things get hard. In fact, embrace hard. Do hard things. That's actually the way to get tougher. Mentally and physically, by consistently doing hard things. Why do you think that people get up every single morning and take cold showers? I'm sure there's some physiological benefits to it, but you know why they do it? They do it because it sucks. They do it because it's hard. They do it because it makes them mentally tougher. Embrace the suck. Embrace hard things. Do them consistently and get mentally tougher. Mental toughness is absolutely one of the pillars of my personal culture, and it's never been more important than it is right now. Let me give you another pillar of my personal culture. It's this: always forward, never back. Always forward, never back. Stop ruminating over things that have already happened that did not go your way, that you have no ability to change, that happened years ago, but are preventing you from moving your life forward. Does this sound familiar to any of you? Screw regret. It gets you nothing, and it absolutely will jack with your mental health and your headspace. You didn't get that promotion back in the day. You didn't get that guy or gal. Are you going to sit around and cry about it for the rest of your life, or are you going to snap that chain, that pattern, right now? Turn the freaking page. Live in the present with focus and intensity. Ruminating and fixating on something that has already happened that you cannot change is wrecking you mentally, probably even physically, because you're trapped in that loop and you're not taking any consistent action to get beyond it. And remember, action. Action alleviates anxiety. It's the surest way to shrink your problems. How? By acting on them. Take massive daily action, because those problems are never going to solve themselves. You have to solve them, and you do that by taking action. Massive daily action. Remember, spend a small percentage of your time on the problem, but virtually all of your time on the solution. Another word, another pillar on my personal culture, a word on consumption. And I'm not just talking about what you eat. I mean, sure, that for sure. After all, you are what you eat. I think we can all agree on that. You are what you eat. And sometimes I'm a bleeping donut. And in those moments, when I give in to that, it always pisses me off, because it means I lost the battle of me versus me. Me versus a freaking donut. Again, to quote Jocko Willink, that donut refers to what he calls sugar-coated lies. Quote, end of quote. I mean, it's so true, right? If your will isn't stronger than that donut, you're probably not going far in life. And yes, I'll own it. I've gotten my ass kicked by a donut more than I care to admit. But anyway, back to the main point, consumption. Consumption. Until you fully grasp the notion of the standard is the standard and standard over feelings, what you consume affects how you feel, and how you feel affects how you prepare and perform. And if you are what you consume, wouldn't it stand to reason that you should only feed your mind and your body clean burning fuel? Hey, listen, I've got to tell you guys about this. So the other day, I come across a product that all of us should be carrying around, a product that I now carry around. It's something different for fresh breath. It's this amazing product called Zelman's Minty Mouth. And guys, it is an absolute game changer. If you're up in the grill of somebody else making your case for whatever it is, make sure your breath is fresh. If it's not, they won't hear what you're selling or saying anyway. Zelman's cleans your breath in a way that other mints don't and can't. Because it's not just a mint. It's a functional breath freshener capsule that you swallow. Clinically tested against the toughest offenders like garlic and onions even. You just pop two or three in your mouth. You suck the minty coating, then swallow the capsule for the confidence of fresh, clean breath that lasts for hours. This product is like nothing else you've ever tried. It fights bad breath in your mouth, and then it goes down to your gut. This is the ultimate hack to get rid of coffee, garlic, or smoker's breath. It's that strong. You're going to love having the confidence of long-lasting fresh breath or your money back. That's right, or your money back guaranteed. These folks will give you your money back. Not that you'll want it, but they will. They have free shipping if you order three packs or more. And trust me, you're going to want more. And nobody likes to pay for shipping, right? So go to Zelmans.com right now. That's Zelmins.com right now. Do it now and you'll get 15% off when you use my promo code ROME. That's Zelmins.com. But you have to use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, to get your 15% savings. Do it. Do it right now. Only eat. Drink, read, watch, and listen to things that make you healthier, more intelligent, more energetic, and more positive. Do not eat or drink or watch or listen to things that make you feel like crap, that inevitably sap your energy and lead to self-loathing and shame and take you off your path. Monitor with vigilance everything that you consume, everything you let in. If you eat like shit, you will feel like shit. I think we'd all agree on that. And if you consume and take in time-wasting, negative, bile content, that's going to make you feel horrible as well. Vigilantly monitor what you take in, what you let in. If it's not in alignment with your mission, or if it makes you feel like crap, do not consume it. Do not let it into your orbit. Stay in alignment with your mission and who you want to be. And finally, another pillar of my personal culture is just that. I could have led with that. I usually lead with this, and that's mission. Mission. You must find your mission. I'm on a personal mission, and that mission is to ensure that the next 25 years of my life are my best 25 years of my life. A mission to ensure that my best work is in fact in front of me and not behind me. That my best and most productive life is in front of me and not behind me. That when I hit this next birthday, this year, which is a big one, that I will actually be in the best shape of my life, mentally, physically, and emotionally. So when most my age are winding down, I am doubling down. That's my mission. I think about it, the mission, from the second my feet hit the ground in the morning to the moment I lay my head down to sleep. And I don't just think about it. I'm obsessed with the mission. And the best thing about having a mission is that it's rewiring my brain and it's driving my every choice, decision, and thought. It's actually pretty simple. Simple but not easy. If whatever I'm thinking about or whatever I'm about to do is not in alignment with that mission, a mission that I'm very clear on, if it's not in alignment with that mission, if it doesn't move me closer to achieving that mission, I just don't do it. If it's part of my mission, then I will continue to think it and act upon it. And it applies to everything in my life. If it makes me better, smarter, more qualified, and moves me closer to accomplishing that mission that I'm obsessed with, I let it into my orbit. If not, I shut it down immediately. So, get very clear on your mission. Create your mission. Become obsessed with that mission, and then make sure everything you think and act upon is in alignment with that mission. That's your North Star. If you don't have that, what are you operating from? How do you make your decisions? So no, this is not easy, And yes, it takes hella discipline, but it works. It works if you commit to it. Remember, all in is all that works. All in, day one, let's go. Create your standard, standard above feelings, and then develop your own personal culture for living your life. Implement that culture. Use it in your daily life for your daily execution. And then, when life does punch you in the face, you will have a personal culture and a foundation that you can rely upon to help you not only overcome that adversity, but emerge better as a result of it. Now, if this is an episode that you think somebody might benefit from, please do share it. And if you haven't already subscribed to my side hustle, to my original side hustle, The Reinvention Project, please do that as well. It would mean the absolute world to me. And is the fact that you found this app and you gave it a spin. Thank you so much for your support. And I will see you next time right here on The Reinvention Project with Jim Rome.